And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
It is time for Conversations with the Mayors here on 97.9 The Hill. Support for the segment comes from the Chamber of Commerce, the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill and Carrboro. Whether you plan to shop for gifts online or in person this holiday season, local matters. You can find that perfect gift right here in our community. Support your local businesses and neighbors and visit carolinachamber.org to see a directory of extraordinary chamber members ready to help you find the right gifts this season. That is the music for Orange County Commissioner and Chair of the Orange County Board of Commissioners, Jamesetta Bedford, who joins me on the phone. Happy Wednesday, Jamesetta. How are you?
I'm good. It's a nice week.
It is a nice week, and you guys are coming off of the rare Monday meeting, but that is required when you do your organizational meeting at the end of each year, electing people to different positions. Congratulations once again on being elected chair, and now you have Vice Chair Sally Green alongside you. Before we dive into some of the other things that happened during that meeting, I just wanted to take a minute and reflect a little bit on your first year in that board chair position. What has been something that has maybe surprised you that you find a new appreciation for as a board chair, Jamesetta?
Oh, gosh. I'm an accountant, so giving public speaking is not my forte. Is that even the right word? So I get a little nervous, but not too bad. I do it. It's always, a friendly audience. Sometimes I'm not shaking as much as I was last December, so that's a good thing. Yesterday we had an unveiling of a mural of Pauli Murray, and that was it's beautiful, by the way. People should, next time you're in Hillsborough, just go by the Sportsplex and take a look at it and admire it and be inspired by it. So public speaking, that's number one. And then in the beginning, it's like, okay, I was vice chair for 2 years. I apparently paid no attention at all because I have no idea, and I'm off the agenda and I'm not following it. And now when do I allow people to talk? And luckily, we have Earl, been chair before, and for a month we had Renee still there with us. So it's like, okay, a little help, please.
Well, you have done a great job, and we certainly appreciate you chatting with us every week to keep us informed on all of the stuff going on with the Board of Commissioners. So congratulations, and we look forward to chatting with you in this role for the next year. Yeah.
And we really appreciate this opportunity. There's like the avenue for us to be able to communicate with the public and get the news out about events, about surveys, about opportunities where we need public input. We appreciate that.
Well, thank you very much for saying that. Now, on to the other matter on the agenda that was on Monday night, and it is an absolute doozy that I know will come up again and again and has come up already so many times during your tenure on the Board of County Commissioners, and that is school facilities, funding for school facilities, and figuring out, what big projects to tackle when it comes to capital needs for Orange County schools and Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools as well in Orange County. This was a very in-depth report. There's no way we can get to the bottom of it, but I want to start here. Can you share with our listeners what was different about this report this time around? What kind of sparked this report being made? And was there anything that jumped out to you specifically in this report?
Sure. Okay. So folks who've lived here will remember that we had a 2016 bond based on some 2013 updates and engineering reports for both school districts. We are one of the, there are 100 counties, 115 if you don't account the virtual school districts. So we're one of those counties that has two school districts. And it was time to update it. And Commissioner Hamilton was instrumental working with the two school boards, and we had to have a facilities task force, basically, so that she pushed, let's do this. And it was so much work, over 30, 36, 33 facilities, bus garages, that we hired a consultant, the most money ever for a consultant, but one who Guilford County had used, that could help us know what order to do things in. The dominoes fall. If you close this building or you build that building, then what opportunities do you have? And what if your arm, they had the shock and the sticker price is a shock. We knew in 2014, 15, 16, that we were looking at like $300 million plus. We sort of thought we were looking at about $500 million now because we had renovated a good chunk of Chapel Hill High. and spent similar money, you know, the money, $120 million basically, on the two school districts, and another $60 million in the last 4 years, although it hasn't all been spent yet, on just, you know, basic deferred maintenance. These schools, this is a national issue, it's a state issue. North Carolina is one of the worst states for helping counties fund these older facilities. And schools built in the 50s and 60s, you get to that point where you need to know, you know, should we repair it and put the new roof on? Or because of the inadequate educational spaces, should we tear it down and do over? Do we do an addition? You know, what is best? And the dollars we're looking at in the best that we don't have is $1 billion. And we know we don't have that. But what can we do with half a billion? The very tentative, you know, or do you have to spread it out over more time? So the takeaway was basically, instead of the $12 million we are spending every year, more or less, we should be spending $27 million just on basic maintenance. And we have all these other big projects that we need to do. So next Tuesday we will talk about, and there are county projects. We just had that report and an update. We need to decide what to do with that Link building that's sitting there, you know, mold infested. But it's a domino effect there, too, because sheriff needs more space. The old detention center has records that can never be destroyed. Where are we going to put those? You know, we need more parking. Even though we're keeping people out of the detention center and we're keeping them from having criminal records, we need more space because it takes more social workers, more staff to do all that work, that prevention work, that deferral work. So, you know, the gym up at Whitted is, oh, I don't know, it's 1950s, I think. It's old. Just a lot. It's really old.
Yeah.
A lot of needs. Our EMS is built in their warehouse. It's just not, to me, that's the number one priority, is that they have to have a safer facility, because we all, countywide, you know, that's just health and safety, number one.
Yeah, yeah.
That we need to do. We'll talk about it again Tuesday.
I was going to say, we're speaking with Chair of the Orange County Commissioners, Jamesetta Bedford, and we're talking about this capital needs report that came through specifically on school facilities. OrangeCountyNC.gov, the place to go for the meeting materials. And if you want to find the video of Monday's meeting and where you can go to check out Tuesday's meeting if you can't meet in person as well. So what are some of the strategies you anticipate discussing on Tuesday, Jamesetta, in terms of, is it mostly favoring one school facility over another? Is it figuring out is this strategies in terms of, okay, where do we find the money? What do you think kind of the next step is to tackle, as you said, this behemoth project? It's something that the county always struggles with each year, especially, as you said, balancing those county facility needs with school facilities. But, you know, when you hear that number of likely $1 billion of need when it comes to these school facilities, I imagine people are going to say, well, that, you know, some of that stuff there has to be done. So what do you think is the strategies you guys will be talking about on Tuesday? Is it financial, or is it talking about the approach to what to prioritize when it comes to schools?
I think we'll start with, okay, well, how much debt? We're going to look at debt models. So how much debt are we comfortable with? And our model, we can look out 10 years and in these next few years, and how much of a bond are we willing to ask taxpayers in referendum for a bond in November for a tax increase or not? If so, how much? We sort of need to determine how much money first and then work backwards, because the consultant said, and same thing with county facilities, well, if you can't do X in 5 years, can you do it in 10 years or can you do it in 15 years? And what are the repercussions? So I think it's really very tentative, very high level at this point.
Understood. Yeah. And as you said, we're going to be talking about this a lot more as you all figure that out. But again, OrangeCountyNC.gov, the place to go to for that meeting and next Tuesday's meeting. We have a few minutes left. I wanted to ask if there's any county government events as we close out the year. I know that the holidays end up being a busy time, but it does mean that there's a lot of stuff happening around Orange County and that the county government kind of has its hands on, that it's helping people. So any upcoming events that you want to highlight for listeners, Jamesetta?
Sure. And the families will know tomorrow and the next day, some of the families are participating in the toy chest. So those of you that donated to Toys for Tots, some of our families, lower income families, will be participating in sort of shopping. So in quotes, you know, shopping for their children, and DSS coordinates that. And that's really, really, it's fun. I've volunteered with that a couple of times and it's fun. And then I've mentioned this one before, the Passmore Center, that's at the Sportsplex, is having their holiday market, the Friends of the Passmore Center, Saturday from 9 to 2. I've shopped there. It's fun. They'll have some snacks also. Just some not really high-level crafts, but affordable high-level crafts, I should say. And then the Burwell School Historic Site, which is, we contribute to that, them. They're not fully, they have their own board. But they are having on Sunday from 1 to 3 a holiday spirit with a gingerbread house making and festivities. And you can go to burwellschool.org and check that out if folks are interested. I think it's fun and it's nice to, sometimes we think, oh my gosh, we got to go to Hillsboro. It's not even 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So go up 86, avoid 40 with all the expansion.
Construction.
There.
Yep.
Or old 86 and check out some of the tree was lit, last Sunday, and that's a fun activity.
Well,
and of course, the Chapel Hill Carborough Parade is Saturday.
Yes, that'll be fun too. To close things out, I do, as you said, taking that trip up to Hillsboro. I want to close on this. The Polly Murray mural that is on the Sportsplex is pretty cool. You shared some photos of it on social media. Is this an example of what you hope to see more around Orange County, thinking about different facilities like the Sportsplex and places where public art can be? And is this something that Orange County hopes to do more?
I hadn't really thought of that, because the Human Relations Committee, for equity and justice, and they took this on. But wouldn't that be wonderful? I mean, it would be. And then our arts commission, we had the entire festival this summer with the outdoor art
uproar. Yeah.
And people just love murals. It's just, I don't know why, but it's engaging for everyone.
It's hard to go wrong, no doubt about that. Well, I'll push everybody toward your social media pages to go check out that mural. I imagine we'll be seeing something from the Orange County government itself about that Polly Murray mural. Boy, that's a tongue twister. That was unveiled yesterday. Again, the county government website, orangecountync.gov, the place to go to check out many of the things we've been talking to today with James Zetta Bedford about. James Zetta, thank you so much for the time, as always, and we'll talk with you again next week.
Thank you. Have a great one. Bye.